The sites were discovered by a doctoral student at George Mason University in Virginia. William Echo was researching the facilities for his dissertation. He says the sites generally contained lead smelting operations that shut down in the 1960s.
A lot of the companies went out of business and just don't exist anymore.
But in many cases, the lead contamination left behind remains, and that could pose a health risk to any humans living nearby. Echo found the sites by searching through historical documents. He says the next step is to have each site examined to determine if contamination still exists. And if it does, regulators will need to have the lead removed or contained. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Dale Willman.